The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
There was yet another instance of antisocial behaviour in the city centre over the weekend, with a Pittsburgh Steeler player allegedly assaulted and robbed in the early hours of Saturday morning. It is one of a spate of similar instances in recent weeks. What impact is it having on how Dublin is perceived globally, and is that having an effect on business in the capital? Well, joining me now is Luca DiMarzio. He's the owner of Rosa Madre, the restaurant in Temple Bar, and Trina O'Connor, criminologist and lecturer in psychology in TU Dublin. You're both very welcome to the programme. Trina, to go to you first, I don't know about you, but when these things pop up on my phone, these news alerts, tourists assaulted somewhere in the country, my initial reaction is to feel a sense of shame.
Yeah, it is. I actually felt very deflated when I saw that headline, because I suppose as a Dubliner, it gives a reputation to Dublin that is in the minority. Obviously, people are getting injured in these attacks and we're hearing more and more. But I suppose from my perspective, I think of Ireland as an area where people come for tourism. And I suppose if Dublin is going to fail, well, then the whole of Ireland could fail as well in terms of tourism, because people will not come to Dublin, won't spend their money there, they won't feel safe there. So we really do need to do something quite urgently to stop this, because it's almost gone into a tailspin now at this stage.
And I know people roll their eyes up to heaven when we say, oh, Ireland, you know, it's the land of a thousand welcomes and we're all so open and friendly and it's a great place to visit. But actually the truth is, that is part of the appeal of coming to Ireland and coming to Dublin, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually. I mean, whenever you speak to people that come to Ireland, my mother runs a B&B and I speak to people from all over the world, and they always comment on that. It's the friendliness of the people, the open way that we talk about our country, tell people where to go, tell them all the tourist places, give them information. And all of that is very naturally ingrained in Irish people, because we're all, I suppose, in the main, very proud of where we come from. But when you see a headline like that, that shame does come. And I suppose from my perspective, I know that there are things that we can do to stop these kind of incidents happening. So it's, I suppose, it's failing on some of the policies that we've had over the years that have created these kind of situations where we have people behaving in very antisocial ways on the street, as opposed to pro-social ways, which would have been more normalised in Irish society, people welcoming visitors rather than visitors feeling unsafe.
Statistically, you know, we will hear it time and time again. We often hear it from our ministers for justice. Look, Dublin is a safe city. But I do think the perception out there is very different. You said a few minutes ago you're a proud Dubliner. You've lived in the city a long time. Do you feel that the city has changed?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think statistically, we actually cannot talk statistics because we don't have concrete statistics for antisocial behaviour. It's not recorded on the full system as antisocial. So we don't know indeed that there's an uptick. And I would argue that actually a lot of antisocial behaviour that happens is not reported. So there's an underreporting of it. But from my own personal experiences, I was in town last week meeting somebody for dinner, early dinner, and I was on public transport. And I felt very unsafe. There were some people in the cabin that I was in on the train, acting in a very antisocial way. Now, I do see that the DART have up a sign that you can contact and you can send a text for antisocial, and that's really positive. Now, it happened, it was very short to get off at the next station, so it was fine. But I still felt very uncomfortable. That's not something that I would have experienced maybe 10, maybe 20 years ago on public transport. I always felt very safe. And even when you walk around the city, you will see that there is a lot of people gathering. Now, the issue is that for young people particularly, we don't seem to have spaces for young people within the city centre or even in the evening. So after 5 o'clock, a lot of youth centres and that will close. So we do need to invest in some sort of spaces for young people rather than pushing them out. They can be the heartbeat of the area. We need to find spaces for them to be in a safe way.
You mentioned the lack of statistics there, but in your own experience on Dublin Bus, and I did watch that primetime programme last week, which showed that the number of incidents reported on Dublin Bus has doubled since 2019. So there is some evidence to back that up. To go to you, Luca, you're running a business, a successful business in the city centre. What do you see on a day-to-day basis?
Hello, Kira, and thanks for having me. Obviously, when you hear this kind of news, is always you hope not is going to reflect on the business, especially if you are an area which primarily works with tourists like Temple Bar. But then again, I have to say that in the last year, there has been a little bit of improvements in terms of security. There are definitely more guards around, and I hope this episode is just it's just once off, you know. So there were lots of American tourists during the summer. So it's not like the Dublin is there with like a dangerous city. Irish people are still very, very warm, hospitality in the pubs, in Temple Bar. So you see a lot of people having fun, you know, especially when I finish work. I finish always kind of late, 10, 10.30, 11, and the streets are still very busy and people is having fun. And you don't feel that much of a danger on a daily basis. But then, of course, if you have this kind of episodes and you don't see the city center every day, you just think, wow, it's dangerous. Let's not go there. Not near.
Yeah, so you don't think that it deters tourists in any way. Do you think it has deterred Irish people from coming into the city center?
For me, yes, Kira. In this is what happened at the moment. You know, we seen during the summer, of course, Irish people tend to be on holiday, so in the restaurant we see less local and more tourists. But I'm also, you know, I think that some people start to feel not more safe to come to the city center. Not because it's dangerous, more dangerous than before. It's just I think there is more. More people, you know, like I was thinking about that, you know, I'm from Rome. It's a big city, you know, I think there are 5 million there, you know. And since I grew up there, the first time I came to Ireland 15 years, maybe more, 18 years ago, I felt super safe. So here it was just unbelievable, you know, you could go out and like the lady she mentioned, you know, used to be more safe. This for sure. But I think because before, you know, was much less people here in a way, you know, so I think with progress and also, the city is doing much better in terms of economy and everything. You have this kind of problems which you need to somehow, you know, face with more security and everything. But it all makes sense, you know. If there are less people around, you have much easier problems, you know. So with the city growing, you're going to have more of this kind of problems. I remember for me, first time I went to London to work there, I was there 1 year, I never seen such a dangerous city like that. And I'm from Italy. I come from a rough area, from Rome, you know. So, you know, I remember that. So big cities and, you know, especially where there are the high concentration of tourists and money involved.
Another texter, Trina, it's really simple. Lock them up. And there is, I think, that sense out there, Trina, particularly for a lot of that antisocial behaviour. And you say, look, we don't even have the stats. It doesn't even get recorded. That there is no sanctions available, that there is no consequences for those who engage in that kind of behaviour. What do you say to that?
I think lock them up and throw away the key just puts things away and you're just going to have more and more people be antisocial. I think there's a real danger around learned behaviour when it comes to antisocial behaviour. And we know that over the last decade plus, many youth groups and community organisations have seen a decrease in the funding, and actually resourcing youth interventions and early intervention actually makes safer cities. And we know that the research tells us that. Where are we to lock them up? Our prisons are full. Like this is not just a policing matter anyway. This is a multidisciplinary approach that we need to take. We need to look at what's going on for young people, what's there for young people, and we need to resource community sanctions. So we need to use restorative justice, for example, so young people can learn about the implications of what they do. I think when it comes to violent behaviour, of course we have to lock people up for violent behaviour. But for people that are involved in what we would describe as low-level antisocial behaviour, we actually have an opportunity there to intervene, to stop that young person move towards criminality as a career. And that's our responsibility as, you know, a country, that we provide young people with opportunities to move away from criminal behaviour by creating support around them and scaffolding to bring them through them really tricky adolescent years. And that's actually how we get safer communities in the long run.
I'm just looking at some of the forums that we've had here before, looking at issues of crime and antisocial behaviour and dereliction in Dublin City. We had the Citizens' Assembly, which recommended a Dublin City mayor, a directly elected one. We also had that Dublin City Task Force that was chaired by David McRedmond. He recommended, or they recommended, 1,000 extra Gardaí and community wardens. Would that help, do you think? Is that also part of the solution?
Oh, absolutely. Like, boots on the ground have to be part of the solution. And when you look at major cities, you look at the tourist hotspots within them cities, they will have people on Gardaí on patrol on every corner, or every second corner, whatever is necessary. And that's crucial. Of course we need that, because we need to feel protected. And people do feel protected if they see the Gardaí there. And then the Gardaí are currently being trained in trauma-informed practice. So they know how to de-escalate situations that may not need to go on to be a criminal sanction, for example. So even that intervention in the moment can be an excellent intervention for a young person, because, again, it can move them away from becoming career criminals or getting involved, getting a criminal sanction. So it, actually having boots on the ground, that whole policing model of community policing is so important. And when you have a really good established community policing model, sometimes the Gardaí will know the young people by name and they'll have a relationship with them. And that's key to building. Like, connection is the piece here that we're missing. Because of the way policing has been done over the last number of years, the Gardaí will tell you themselves they're almost disconnected from the communities that they police. And that's not the way the Gardaí should work. They police by consent, and that is about building connections and relationships, and particularly with young people, and building that respect between them.
I'm just looking, the texts keep coming in here. I was in Liverpool for a city break before schools went back. Me, my partner and two kids who are 10 and 13, we rocked around the city at 9:30, 10 at night. And my partner said how much safer it felt to her than in Dublin or Cork. Ankle bracelet and curfews for these repeat offenders is what we need. Fine the parents, suggests another one. It's more their fault that they don't care what their kids are getting up to. And a final one, regarding the changing face of city life, an obvious solution is putting army boots on the ground. They peacekeep abroad, but they're needed in this country now as well. It needs to be tried out at least. There are simply not enough guards to keep everywhere safe. Do keep your texts and your comments coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.